spirits were high as the TV blared news of President Obama's re-election. But the mood changed as it became clear that Measure N probably wouldn't pass. The measure was designed to fight childhood obesity, but beverage companies and local businesses poured in over $2.5 million to oppose the tax. Andre Soto, a co-founder of the Richmond Progressive Alliance, tried to look on the bright side.
That's a badge of honor that our movement has caused them to reach that deep into their pocket to spend unprecedented amounts of money.
Councilman Jeff Ritterman, who wrote the measure, is disappointed, but still hopeful.
I predict that there'll come a time you'll pick up a can, and on the side of the can it'll say, warning, regular consumption of this beverage will increase your risk for a heart attack, stroke, and diabetes, because that's the truth.
But this time, voters sided with their local restaurants and grocery stores, whose opposition to the tax effectively killed the measure. For KALW News, I'm Isabel Angel in Richmond.